School field trips are always exciting. So this group of 70 first graders from Luther Burbank Elementary in Santa Rosa were all abuzz as they gathered in the lobby of the Sonoma County Museum this week. The subject for the day was landscape painting, explained teacher Grace Mattson, and that incorporates a lot of other things as well.
Lots of language development. We are also studying plants and animals, and this gives them a good idea of what is out in nature. So this gives them a chance to know what a landscape is.
The vehicle for this lesson is the museum's current exhibit about Thomas Cole, the 19th century painter credited with defining a new style of vividly romanticized landscape painting. Curator of Education Cynthia Conway explains that Cole was a highly influential figure.
He isn't one of the most well-known painters, and so having him really start a conservation movement, as well as a whole school of painters after him, the Hudson River School, we felt it was important for people to know about his works because he is known as the father of American landscape.
Yet Cole was born in Britain, arriving in New York in 1818 as a young man with firsthand exposure to the smoke and pollution of the Industrial Revolution. And that, says Conway, informed a strong conservation ethic within Cole's paintings.
He understood the results of progress. He came from a highly industrialized country, and so when he came here, he saw what progress could perhaps do to the beautiful nature he saw around him, and he knew, I believe, that it needed to be preserved and it needed to be captured in a way where people understood it needed to be preserved.
Cole did this by filtering modern human presence out of the natural scenes he created while rearranging and accentuating various natural elements. In the one Cole original on display, a quietly powerful oil titled Peace at Sunset, on loan from San Francisco's DeYoung Museum, it's easy to see how his vibrant style inspired others.
He literally started a whole school of painting, of technique, of style, of inspiration that captured nature in its sublime glory. And that's what makes him such a revolutionary painter of his time.
But for a cluster of first graders, such a time is almost impossibly long ago. So docent Agnes Girard urged the kids to try to imagine the world that Thomas Cole saw.
You have to picture this country without any streets, without any cars, without any telephone wires, without any electricity, without houses.
As part of their museum visit, each student had a chance to create a nature-inspired piece of art of their own. One happy painter, a girl named Hennessy, described her picture.
A house and a bird and a flower and a tree.
So what was the best part about doing this?
The flower.
For the mostly Latino first graders, it was all a fun change of pace. For teacher Grace Mattson, it was one more piece in a pedagogic patchwork that's finding creative ways to include arts education in the broader curriculum.
We're finding that we can integrate art experiences into our social studies, science, language arts curriculums, which really enhances each of those content areas.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.